It was not the best experience.
And you're a poet, you've written about
this. Yeah, I write books and stuff, but it was not the best experience. It probably borders towards horrendous. They had an idea.
Why, specifically?
Well, specifically because they were, in their faith, they believed that they would make me into a missionary and I would go back to Africa as an adult and save all of the poor black babies as they perceived them to be.
So culturally it was a kind of clash for
you? Yeah, they had an idea. I mean, they had a whole Martin Luther King idea that I would go sort of become something in their eyes. They gave up on their experiment at 11 years old and put me into children's homes and said they would never write to me, or never speak to me, and none of my family did. Brothers, sisters, mothers, aunts, uncles, cousins, any of them. And that was brutal. What I was going through was adolescence, and they had not had an adolescent before, and so they perceived the devil to be inside of me, as they perceived it, as they told me.
So that wasn't a racial thing, that was just a social thing, their inadequacies.
They fostered me in 1967, which was the year of the Enoch Powell speech in Britain.
The Rivers of Blood speech.
Absolutely. They believed themselves to be giving, to be helping another race. No, I think that race was central in their need to save this poor, quote, African child. I later on went to find my mother and father and sisters and brothers all over the world.
What do you make of these new guidelines telling social workers to disregard race?
Well, I sort of wonder what this great need is for white parents from England to travel around the world and take babies from other countries. There's a history to this. It's been happening for a long time, and it kind of baffles me as to what this need is.
Well, why don't we ask Francesca, since she's done it? Francesca.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I guess the reason why we did travel to another country was because we were turned down in the UK. So what we wanted to do initially was to adopt a child of whatever colour, shape and size and age in this country and give a home to a child who didn't have a home, with all the best intentions. And when we did apply to adopt a child from this country, and we know that there's thousands of them that are in need of adoption, we were turned down because we were white and all the children available at that point in time were non-white. So we didn't necessarily feel that we wanted to save a black or Asian or mixed race child.
What we did want to do,
we wanted to bring up a child, and instead of having it naturally, we wanted to do that by giving a child who's already there a home. But the race was put in as an obstacle for both sides, really. So what it meant is that we did end up travelling abroad, but not because we wanted to. We didn't want to do this sort of celebrity thing and go and save a child from another country and bring them over here. And also, the irony of it all is that the councils will say to us it's because it's too difficult for a white couple to raise a child who isn't white. But as opposed to preparing you, making sure that the couple has the right emotional and intellectual capacity to raise a child of a different ethnicity, what to do to root you and to send you abroad, which costs a lot of money and takes a long time.
Were you ever worried, Francesca, though, about the cultural differences?
Of course we were, and I think it is really important, and it is more difficult, it's more challenging to raise a child from a different race, whatever the difference is. And it is more difficult to raise an adopted child than it is to raise a natural child. It just poses different challenges. However, the situation at the moment in the UK is that most of the children, 90% of the children that are available for adoption are black, mixed race or Asians, and 90% of the parents are coming forward to adopt are white. So what the councils are doing, they're driving parents, potential parents abroad to adopt ethnically different children anyway, and then they're keeping these children in foster care, often, as in your case, with families who are actually not prepared and ready to take on board a different culture. So,
Lem, what Francesca's talking about doesn't sound particularly malignant. In fact, it sounds very benign. I mean, she wants to help children and she wants to bring up a child, and it's irrespective of culture or ethnicity or race. Is why do you have a really big problem with that?
I know too many wonderful interracially adopted people to have a problem to say that all children should not be transracially adopted. I think the need for parents to take children is greater than the need for the child to be adopted by them. And I think that we don't truthfully acknowledge often the fact that parents take children because of their needs and not because of the child's.